from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy, neighbors, and good afternoon, everybody. It's time for our market wrap-up. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities joining us today as we talk about these agricultural futures, both the livestock trade, which was kind of on a seesaw trade of today, both up and down during the session, and a mostly lower grain trade. We're back with Tom. We'll start with the livestock trade after this.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Tom, after several days of rallying on these live cattle futures, I know it was kind of a back-and-forth trade today.
We did, Ron. We saw the cattle today have two-sided trading, mostly negative. We saw negative closes take place today. We saw boxed beef on the positive side on the choice by $1.82, 306 higher on selects, only moved 27 loads. Saw a small cattle kill day of only 90,000 head. Now, we also saw the hog market trade higher today and close positive. On the close today, Feb cattle were 87 cents lower. April live cattle, 65 lower. Jan feeders were down 82 cents. March feeders down $1.15. And February lean hogs were 82 cents higher.
And we're back to talk about the settlement of the grain trade for you today in just a moment.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Bellringer Auction in Denver, January 14th and 15th. Join us January 12th and 13th for the new rep orientation and the Superior Rep Roundup, followed by the 2015 Rep Awards and dinner at 6 p.m. on the 13th. Then attend the Bellringer Auction January 14th and 15th. Consignment deadline is December 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to RSVP for the dinner and awards or for more information. Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing.
Grain and oilseed futures today, Tom, I know it was kind of a negative day, mostly red ink on these futures.
We sure did, Ron, and we did not really have any news out there to help these markets. Actually, there was really no news to hurt them either, as once again, we're seeing that holiday-type trade take place with very little news. Export inspections this morning did nothing to help us price positive-wise, as the market is still looking at export inspections well below year-ago levels for wheat, corn, and soybeans year-to-date. Other than that, we saw wheat trade near its contract lows, and corn made new contract lows today. On the close, March KC wheat down a penny and a half, July KC down a penny and a quarter. March Chicago wheat was 1 penny lower. March corn was down 3.5 cents, with July corn down 3 cents. The January soybeans closed 10.25 lower. March down 11.75, and March cotton was 31 points higher.
Tom, if folks want to talk to you about these markets, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach us by using 866 Go to Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities. Might talk briefly about the energy complex for you today. We were lower on crude oil during the trading session today, off $1.31 a barrel at $36.79. Natural gas, meanwhile, a gain of 18 cents on the day, trading at $2.21 per million BTU. Those are the markets. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.